With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's growing support for President Trump's claim that the U.S. military devastated Iran's nuclear sites. CIA Director Ratcliffe, National Intel Director Gabbard, and the Israelis say the latest intelligence confirms the annihilation of Iran's nuclear facilities.
A preliminary American intelligence assessment raises some questions about the level of devastation to Iran's nuclear program, but the president is confident.
It's blown up to kingdom come.
And the White House is citing this statement from the Israel Atomic Energy Commission.
We assess that the American strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities has set back Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons for many years to come.
However, the president's Joint Chiefs Chairman has said final battle damage assessment will take some time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Out of hiding for the first time since the American attacks, Iran's supreme leader making some big threats, saying the U.S. will pay a heavy price should it attack his country again. Rural hospital relief, the latest sticking point as Republicans try to craft a compromise on the president's big, beautiful tax and spending bill.
Republicans Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska are raising concerns that a proposed $15 billion relief fund would not be sufficient to make up for the lost revenues from tens of billions in cuts to Medicaid. Crafters of the language say their main goal is to trim waste, fraud, and abuse from the program. However, critics are suggesting that with cuts that large, the relief fund should contain more like $100 billion to offset losses in rural areas. Bob Agnew reporting.
In the east, where temperatures have soared into the triple digits this week, cooler weather finally moving in. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 110 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 102 points. This is SRN News. A nuanced picture of abortion attitudes in the U.S.
The upshot of the Pew Research Center report is that most Americans want the procedure to remain legal, at least in some situations. Even in mostly pro-life states such as Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi, about 45% of residents say they want abortion to stay legal. That doesn't mean that people there want no limits on the procedure, but they don't want it outlawed either. The Pew poll suggests that, at least for the moment, abortion in the U.S. is here to stay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia woman has filed a lawsuit seeking a religious exemption from required school vaccinations for her young child. Miranda Guzman alleges that the state's vaccine mandate violates a 2023 West Virginia law that stipulates that the government must not substantially burden someone's constitutional right to freedom of religion unless doing so is essential to further a compelling governmental interest. This is SRN News. Federal judge in New York is keeping the Job Corps program alive, at least for now.
Job Corps aims to help teenagers and young adults who struggle to finish traditional high school and to find jobs. The program provides tuition-free housing at residential centers, training, meals, and health care. The judge wrote that once Congress has passed legislation stating that a program like Job Corps must exist and sets aside funding for that program, that the Department of Labor is not free to do as it pleases. The lawsuit, brought by the National Job Corps Association, is supported by the attorneys general of 20 states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The first astronauts in more than 40 years from India, Poland, and Hungary have arrived at the International Space Station, ferried there by SpaceX on a private flight. Crew of four will spend 2 weeks at the orbiting lab performing dozens of experiments. More details at srnnews.com.